Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that looks at current events in the light of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. On Monday, June 4th, the Supreme Court announced that it had ruled in favor of Jack Phillips, overturning the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that Jack Phillips violated the law in refusing to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding. So let's just briefly review the case. Back in 2012, a same-sex couple came into Phillips' bake shop and asked him to bake a cake for their marriage. Phillips said he is a Christian. He doesn't make cakes celebrating homosexual marriages, just as he doesn't make Halloween cakes with witches, and he doesn't make cakes with suggestive wording. These two homosexuals cursed him, made obscene gestures, and walked out. They then filed a complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. The commission fined Phillips under the state's public accommodation law that a business owner cannot discriminate on the basis of race, religion, gender, or sexual orientation. Now, remember that this was before homosexual marriage was legal in the United States and in Colorado. So the homosexual activists on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission fined Jack Phillips for not supporting an activity that was illegal. This just shows us how judicially active is the homosexual lobby. They have shown themselves not to care about the law, not to care about logic and reason. Promoting homosexuality trumps every other consideration. And this is postmodern relativism that believes reason and logic are meaningless. The only thing that matters is self-fulfillment. So Phillips was fined by the commission. Also, he was required, and his employees were required, to be re-educated in LGBT accommodation. They also required him to submit compliance reports to the commission over the next 2 years. Phillips and the Alliance Defending Freedom took the case to the Colorado Supreme Court. The court ruled against Phillips, even though the arguments used by the court were very weak. The court didn't get into the issue of religious freedom or freedom of conscience. The court simply stated that Phillips refusing to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding is not a necessary religious conviction. So Phillips and the ADF appealed to the Supreme Court, and last week the court ruled in Phillips' favor. And this case was one of the clearest cases in regard to the exercise of religious liberty. Jack Phillips was consistent in not participating in any practice that was against his religious faith. He had turned away making other cakes that disagreed with his Christian faith, and he was not discriminating against homosexuals. A homosexual could come into his store and buy anything off the shelf. But Phillips would not make a cake with a logo specifically celebrating homosexual weddings. Just like a t-shirt manufacturer doesn't have to make t-shirts supporting Planned Parenthood or t-shirts that are against Planned Parenthood. T-shirt manufacturer doesn't have to make t-shirts supporting a particular political party. A Democratic printer doesn't have to make signs supporting Republicans. Advertising agencies don't have to accept all clients and all products. You're not forced to advertise for the KKK or for the Nazis or for the Communist Party. And Orthodox Jewish deli owners are not required to make pork sandwiches. And they don't have to make something for the public on the Sabbath. I mean, this is freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, and freedom of association. And if this ever gets overthrown, America will become a completely different country. We will then have to live under a police state where the government decides all public morals. And again, Phillips' beliefs had nothing to do with serving homosexuals. It was about not supporting the immorality of homosexuals. If a family member of a homosexual came in and asked Phillip to bake a cake with a logo celebrating homosexual marriage, he wouldn't make it, even if it was a straight person making the order. Now, the LGBT lobby has worked to make homosexuality a protected class like one's ethnicity. But in the Jack Phillips case, that wouldn't even apply, because he would serve a homosexual just like any business would serve people of any race. But even according to current law, even though it is required that you serve people of all races, you're not required by law to make a white supremacy cake or a Black Panther cake or an Islam cake. You're not required to make something supporting the ideology of a race or a religion or a sex. But when it comes to homosexuality, the LGBT community and their supporters want special rights and accommodations because they want to stamp out all those who oppose their lifestyle. They want the government to persecute those who ideologically or religiously object to their lifestyle. Again, back to Genesis chapter 19. It was not enough that they were able to practice immorality in Sodom. They had to force their way into Lot's house to make him accept their practices. So, you see how the Jack Phillips case, the masterpiece case, legally and rationally is an open and shut case in favor of Jack Phillips. I want us to see the moral rationale behind this case, because some Christians who don't understand this case or don't understand the importance of this case will say that, well, this is not a sword we should fall on. I mean, after all, Christians should provide food for homosexuals. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12, what have we to do with judging outsiders? Or 1 Corinthians 5:10. Paul says, I did not at all mean not to associate with the moral people of this world. And in the Gospels, Jesus said that God sends rain on the just and the unjust, on the homosexual and the heterosexual. So we should feed homosexuals. We should be charitable to them. And we're to overcome evil with good. And what a great opportunity this is to witness to homosexuals. But this case was not about loving and feeding your enemy. This is about the government forcing you to practice sin, to perform a homosexual wedding, to print pornography, to sell marijuana, to perform an abortion, to practice euthanasia, or even to sell abortion-facing drugs. What does God say? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. 1 Corinthians 10:21, you cannot be a partaker of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. 2 John 11, do not even give such people a greeting, which means in the ancient world, a public affirmation. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. This is not about Jesus eating and drinking with sinners. This would be as if Jesus paid to build a brothel or paid to build an idol to Aphrodite. So when it comes to supporting and sponsoring sin, Christians must refuse. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. We must obey God rather than men. So the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Jack Phillips in a 7-2 decision. And all the conservatives cheered until they read the ruling. The courts did not rule in favor of Jack Phillips on the basis, strictly, of First Amendment rights and his freedom of religion, but on a basis that, quote, law must be applied in a manner that is neutral toward religion. What does that mean? The Supreme Court made an ambiguous ruling that since the Colorado Civil Rights Commission ruled or acted in animus, then it was unfair. Which brings up the question, what if the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was nice to Jack Phillips and didn't attack his religious faith? Then could Phillips' First Amendment rights be overturned? Well, here is a statement from the ruling. Phillips was entitled to a neutral and respectful consideration of his claims in all of the circumstances of the case. That consideration was compromised, however, by the commission's treatment of Phillips' case, which showed an element of clear and impermissible hostility toward the sincere religious beliefs motivating his objections. As the record shows, some of the commissioners at the commission's formal public hearings endorsed the view that his religious beliefs cannot legitimately be carried into the public sphere or commercial domain, disparaged Phillips' faith as despicable, and characterized it as merely rhetorical, and compared his invocation of his sincerely held religious beliefs to defenses of slavery in the Holocaust. No commissioners objected to those comments, nor were they mentioned in the later state court rulings or disapproved in the briefs filed here. The comments thus cast doubt on the fairness and the impartiality of the commission's adjudication of the Phillips case. So the Supreme Court simply ruled that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was not being fair and impartial. But nothing was said by the courts stating that First Amendment rights guarantee a person the right not to be forced to do something against his or her religious convictions. Now, two of the conservative judges on the court, Gorsuch and Alito, gave a minority opinion that implied that the final decision of the court was inadequate. Yes, the Supreme Court was right in rebuking the lack of neutrality in the lower courts, but the Supreme Court failed to uphold and fully define Phillips' First Amendment rights. Therefore, this case of freedom of religion versus homosexual accommodation and approval was not decided. And to prove this, 4 days after the Supreme Court ruled on the Masterpiece Cake case, the Arizona Court of Appeals ruled against a Christian who owned a wedding decoration company that refused to sell customized products for homosexual weddings. And the court case, the Arizona Appeals Court used to justify their decision against this Christian, was the recent Supreme Court Masterpiece Cake ruling. Because the Supreme Court, by saying nothing about Jack Phillips' First Amendment rights and only rebuking the bias of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, opened the lower courts to rule that Christians can be discriminated against as long as it looks like the government agencies are being fair and nice. So what the Supreme Court did in the Masterpiece Cake ruling is kick the can down the road in regard to ruling on this issue. Liberals know that the nation might not be ready to accept homosexual rights over Christian rights, so they don't want a strong Supreme Court precedent ruling in favor of Christians. So they acted as cowards, or even worse, deceitful men, by not ruling. Now, another case has just applied to be heard by the Supreme Court. Arlene Flowers in Washington State. Baronella Stutzman, who refused to supply wedding flowers for a gay ceremony. Supreme Court of Washington has ruled against her, and she has appealed to the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court will take up her case, then we might get a better ruling, a more definitive ruling as far as whose rights come first. Now, let me switch gears here from the legal case to discuss what's really going on in the hearts of people. The 59 pages of the Masterpiece Cake ruling is hard reading. It's filled with all sorts of legal jargon. But what is happening is that the unsaved, the natural mind, is creating all sorts of legal justifications for sin. George Orwell, who wasn't even a Christian, once said, "Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful, murder respectable, and to give the appearance of solidity to pure wind." Or as the prophet Isaiah said of the wicked, Isaiah 29:21, "who cause a person to be indicted by a word and ensnare him who adjudicates in the gate and defrauds the one in the right with meaningless arguments." The idea in the Hebrew there is empty void arguments that are used to overturn righteousness. And this is what the courts have done. They have found a right to privacy in the Constitution to justify the murder of children in the womb. And they have found a right of public accommodation in the Constitution to justify gross immoralities and to overturn freedom of religion. And what's behind all this is simply a strong desire to justify sin. If homosexuality and abortion weren't so loved, then no one would think of using the right of privacy or the right of public accommodation to legalize such practices. What was really frightening in the Masterpiece Cake ruling is that Justice Ginsburg and Sotomayor ruled against Jack Phillips. In their minds, homosexuality is to be so defended that it trumps any First Amendment rights to freedom of religion. Can you imagine the Pilgrims and our founding fathers being told that someday in America, Christian morality can't be practiced and the Christian religion can't be practiced if it offends homosexuals? Christians need to wake up and realize the growing wickedness in America. I was thinking about that this week in regard to the Supreme Court legalizing homosexual marriage back in 2015. I mean, it wasn't simply that the politicians were giving in to the Supreme Court. Well, they actually lobbied the Supreme Court to legalize homosexual marriage. Quote from Politico, March 2015. Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Senator Harry Reid, along with 209 other members of Congress, filed an amicus brief to the Supreme Court Friday urging justices to rule for marriage equality. Now, some of us have been so deluded by our culture, we think, oh, how nice that is. They're defending the freedoms of others. No, they're supporting men marrying men. Romans chapter 1, degrading passions. Women exchanging the natural function for that which is unnatural. Men with men committing indecent acts. This is God giving people over to a depraved mind, where they don't even have a pang of conscience against homosexuality. They actually believe it's a good thing. I mean, just a few decades ago, we might have all wondered how homosexuality was justified in Sodom and in Pompeii. Now we know. People become so immoral that homosexuality and men marrying men and women marrying women becomes normal and good. Because as it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, their minds have become darkened. So in this darkness, they will favor the entire homosexual agenda over Christianity. Now, in that Masterpiece Cake ruling, the courts mentioned that in Colorado, there were three cases after the Jack Phillips case took place where people walked into bake shops and asked the baker to make a cake that was anti-LGBT and anti-gay marriage, such as a cake for a pro-family group that said defeat the LGBT agenda. And these bakers refused. And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, rather than siding with the customer, they sided with the baker. The commission said that those bakers do not have to bake an anti-gay marriage cake, but the baker, Jack Phillips, has to bake a pro-gay marriage cake. Is that fair? Of course not, but it's not about fairness. When people think homosexuality is intrinsically right and Christianity is intrinsically wrong, this is what we're going to get. Now, one of the mistakes conservatives make is this belief that this country can be morally neutral, that the core ethic in America can be, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone, and everything's going to be just fine. But that's impossible. That's not the way the world works. There is no neutrality when it comes to core moral principles and the basis for law. Either homosexuality is right or it's wrong. And a society that's divided cannot continue for very long. One group will always win out. The freedom of one group is always going to take precedent. Either the freedom of Lot to protect his family in Sodom, or the freedom of the Sodomites to violate Lot's family? The freedom of Lot to protect his rights, or the freedom of the Sodomites to protect their rights? And freedom alone is not a moral guiding principle. I mean, freedom can simply mean the freedom of sin. Satan can operate his whole kingdom under the principle of freedom. Freedom from God, freedom from God's law. And yes, a country can have freedom of religion, but what happens when the freedom of the religion of secular humanism comes into conflict with the freedom of Christianity? Whose values triumph? The values of Baal worship or the values of Jehovah worship? As an example, in AD 70, the Roman emperor, Marcus Aurelius, passed a law against Christianity. Anyone endeavoring to influence people's minds by fear of the divinity was to be sent into exile. And this was to prevent Christians from witnessing to unbelievers. Christian apologist at this time, Melito, wrote, "The race of the worshipers of God in Asia, the Christians, are persecuted by new edicts as never before. Shameless, greedy sycophants, finding occasions in the edicts, now plunder the innocent day and night." Sounds familiar? The rights of the ungodly, not to be offended or upset by Christians, trump the rights of the Christians to speak. As in the masterpiece Cake Case. Unbelievers refuse to be offended by the religious beliefs of the Christians, so the Christians must accommodate to the lusts of the ungodly, rather than the other way around. The offense of the unbeliever trumps the offense of the believer. The freedom of the ungodly trumped the freedom of the godly. And this is the way that the First Amendment is going to be overturned. Again, George Orwell. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. Well, I've run out of time here. I'll have to finish this program on the YouTube version of this broadcast. I have three more points I'd like to discuss concerning what we should do. Listeners often say, "Well, Pastor Brad, those are great thoughts. What should we do?" Well, first, we need to reestablish the foundations that are broken down. Second, we must practice civil disobedience. The worst thing that Christians can do at this time is to give in, thinking that this is going to help Christianity. And third, remember and preach the coming fall of the wicked. In that verse I quoted earlier from Isaiah 29 about the wicked using meaningless arguments, the context is that a day is coming when evildoers will come to an end and will no longer use meaningless arguments. Isaiah 29:20, "For the ruthless will come to an end, and the scorner will be finished. Indeed, all who are intent on doing evil will be cut off, who cause a person to be indicted by a word and ensnare him who adjudicates in the gate and defrauds the one in the right with meaningless arguments." Verse 24, "Those who err in mind will know the truth, and those who criticize will accept instruction, and all this will come about when the Lord establishes Zion." All those I'll discuss on the YouTube channel. But thanks for listening today. The program website is godandcountryradio.org. From there, you can listen to this program in its entirety, or you can listen to other past programs. That's godandcountryradio.org. May God richly bless you as you live by the Word of God. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help us to see in all of these human events your hand of instruction, your hand of providence, and our great need for your mercy and for your deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we ask. Amen.